Savitri, from the top of page 157 to the top of page 159. Waking and sleep lay locked in mutual arms. Helpless and indistinct came pleasure and pain, trembling with the first faint thrills of a world soul. A strength of life that could not cry or move, yet broke into beauty, signing some deep delight. An inarticulate sensibility, throbs of the heart of an unknowing world, ran through its somnolent torpor, and there stirred a vague, uncertain thrill, a wandering beat, a dim unclosing as of secret eyes. Infant self-feeling grew, and birth was born. A godhead woke, but lay with dreaming limbs. Her house refused to open its sealed doors. Insentient to our eyes that only see the form, the act, and not the imprisoned god, life hid in her, pulse occult of growth and power, a consciousness with mute, stifled beats of sense, a mind suppressed that knew not yet of thought, an inert spirit that could only be. At first she raised no voice, no motion dared. Charged with world power, instinct with living force, only she clung with her roots to the safe earth, drilled dumbly to the shocks of ray and breeze, and put out tendril fingers of desire. The strength in her, yearning for sun and light, felt not the embrace that made her breathe and live. Absorbed, she dreamed content with beauty and hue. At last, the charmed immensity looked forth. Astir, vibrant, hungering, she groped for mind. Then slowly, sense quivered, and thought peered out. She forced the reluctant mold to grow aware. The magic was chiseled of a conscious form. Its tranced vibrations rhythmed a quick response, and luminous stirrings prompted brain and nerve, awoke in matter, spirit's identity, and in a body lit the miracle of the heart's love and the soul's witness gaze. Impelled by an unseen will, there could break out fragments of some vast impulse to become, and vivid glimpses of a secret self, and the doubtful seeds and forces of shapes to be, awoke from the inconscient swoon of things. An animal creation crept and ran and flew and called between the earth and sky. Hunted by death, but hoping still to live, and glad to breathe, if only for a while. Then man was molded from the original brute. A thinking mind had come to lift life's moods, the keen-edged tool of a nature mixed and vague, an intelligence, half witness, half machine. This seeming driver of her wheel of works, missioned to motive and record her drift and fix its law on her inconstant powers, this master spring of a delicate enginery, aspired to enlighten its user and refine, lifting to a vision of the indwelling power, the absorbed mechanic's crude initiative. He raised his eyes, heaven light mirrored a face, amazed at the works wrought in her mystic sleep. She looked upon the world that she had made, wondering, now seized the great automaton. She paused to understand herself and aim. Pondering, she learned to act by conscious rule. A visioned measure guided her rhythmic steps. Thought bordered her instincts with a frame of will, and lit with the idea, her blinded urge. On her mass of impulses, her reflex acts, on the inconscience, pushed or guided drift, and mystery of unthinking, accurate steps, she stuck the specious image of a self, a living idol of disfigured spirit. On matter's acts, she imposed a patterned law. She made a thinking body from chemic cells, and molded a being out of a driven force.